This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Dave Seminar, and Dave's written a book called Bed, Breakfast, and Drunken Threats, Dispatches from the Margins of Europe, and one of his chapters covers Liechtenstein. You actually were there, and you got to meet the prince, and
yes.
And he rules a country of 40,000 people.
Yeah, and I sort of barged up to him, and afterwards my wife said, you know, when you barged up to him like that, you got him all wet, his expensive suit, because we were, you know, with umbrellas, and apparently I got him all wet, but he was very nice about it. I was with my little boys, and he high-fived both of them.
Oh, that's good.
And he took my phone and handed it to someone. He knew we wanted photos of the whole family, so we got our photos with him, and he was very friendly. You know, we were drinking beers, he was drinking beers, and I got a chance to ask him a question, which he seemed a little nervous when I said, sir, may I ask you a question? And I wanted to ask him about immigration. And he gave me quite a political answer, but a good one. I asked him because his prime minister had given a speech saying that the biggest challenge that the country faced was how to maintain its high standard of living amidst a time when people from the third world are trying to immigrate to Europe. Huh. And I asked him, how do you maintain that balance? And he said, well, as a European country, we have our obligations to let some people in, but we have to also maintain our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just probably a 5-minute interaction, but it was needless to say, extremely interesting.
And that prince actually is a, quote, Habsburg?
They are from the Habsburg line, as I understand it, and originally from someplace south of Vienna.
Huh. All right. Now, when you think about Liechtenstein, you wrote that women didn't get the vote there until 1984. That's hard to imagine.
That's correct. And it was actually a very close vote, Rick. It was 51-49. So it was a nail biter. And that referendum actually failed on three previous occasions in 1968, 1971, and 1973. So this has traditionally been a conservative country, to say the least. It's about 75-76% Catholic.
And you mentioned that citizenship is really difficult, not even to get for people who want to join the country, but even for people who live there.
That's correct. And this has had, I think, you know, sort of a deterrent effect. While the rest of Europe has seen so many migrants, Liechtenstein has seen not so many, especially for a very prosperous country that's in the heart of Europe. There's sort of a reputation there that this is a difficult place to get citizenship. The woman whom we stayed with there that we met via the Couchsurfing website, she's lived there almost all of her life. She's 33 years old, and yet she is not a citizen of the country because, Rick, she did not want to put herself before a ballot in her municipality, which is what happens. If you want to actually be a citizen, you have to be voted upon by the others in your municipality, and sometimes they vote no on people, in which case you aren't deported, but you do not get citizenship, and it's kind of a sticky thing. And she said, you know what, I don't want to do it. I'm afraid I might not get it.
You might learn about your neighbors things you didn't want to learn about them.